Phonics Booster Books, number 43. The Best of All. Once upon a time, a family of mice lived in the king's palace. They wore the best silks. They ate the best foods. They sipped the best teas. "We are an important family," Father Mouse told the little mice. "We must always have the best of everything." He turned to his oldest daughter, Kimiko. "You are all grown up now. It's time you had a good husband, dear. Now, who would make the best husband of all?" "I know," Kimiko began, but her father did not let her finish. "No need to worry, my dear. Your father is here to help you choose. I have made a list of ideas about husbands. This is what you need." Father Mouse cleared his throat and began to read. "The best husband, number one, he is clever. Number two, he is kind. Number three, he is powerful." Kimiko spoke up. "I know someone who is clever and kind. I think we would be happy together." "But what about the last sentence on my list? It's the most important of all," said Father Mouse. "Is he powerful?" "I don't know," Kimiko said. "I have only seen him from the window. He lives in a hole in the garden wall. I know that he is kind because he feeds little animals," Kimiko said. "I know that he is clever because he can write and paint," she added. "And he's cute," said another mouse. "Do not tease me," said Kimiko. She smiled and blushed until her nose turned pink. Father Mouse frowned. "I'm sure he is a very nice mouse," he said, "but my daughter must have the best. The king is not yet married. He is a powerful man. He rules over many men and women. I will ask him to marry Kimiko." Father Mouse put on a new robe. He went to see the king. He spoke in a loud voice. "My daughter is ready to marry. She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." The king looked surprised. "Me?" he asked. "I am not the most powerful. I rule over many men and women, but the sun shines over the whole world. The sun is more powerful than I am." "Thank you," said Father Mouse. "I will go talk to the sun." Father Mouse set off to find the sun. He dressed in a big straw hat and thick sandals. He climbed and climbed a steep hill. When he got to the top, he called out to the sun. "My daughter is ready to marry. She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." The sun looked surprised. "Me?" he asked. "I am not the most powerful. My light is strong, but when the clouds come my way, he blots out all the light. Cloud is more powerful than I am." "Thank you," said Father Mouse. "I will go talk to Cloud." Father Mouse saw Cloud floating by. "Wait, Cloud, wait," he shouted. "My daughter is ready to marry. She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." Cloud looked surprised. "Me?" he asked. "I am not the most powerful." He smiled a lazy smile. "All I do is float along. Do you see those geese? Each one of them is more powerful than I am. They can fly right through me." "Thank you," said Father Mouse. "I will go talk to the goose." Father Mouse saw a flock of geese land in the lake. He scrambled down the hill and walked right up to the biggest goose. "My daughter is ready to marry," he said. "She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." Goose looked surprised. "Me?" he said. "I am not the most powerful." He flapped his wings. "It's true that I am powerful in the air. But look at these webbed feet. I can only waddle on the land. A deer is much more powerful than I am. He can run much faster on his 4 feet than I can on my 2 webbed feet. "Thank you," said Father Mouse. "I will go talk to the deer." Father Mouse was worn out. But he did not give up. He walked and walked until he found a herd of deer nibbling on some leaves. The little mouse went over to the biggest deer and spoke up. "My daughter is ready to marry," he said. "She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." Deer did not look surprised. "Of course you want me to marry. Of course you want your daughter to marry me," he said. "No one is better looking than I am. But I am not the most powerful," he admitted. "I can run fast, but I cannot jump over wall and get into the garden. Wall is more powerful than I am." "Thank you," Father Mouse sighed. He knew what he had to do. By now, Father Mouse's sandals were ripped. His fine robe was covered with mud and grass. Slowly he made his way back home. He had to talk to the wall by the garden. By the time he got to the wall, Father Mouse was so tired he could barely speak. "My daughter is ready to marry," he squeaked. "She must have the best. I want her to marry you because you are the most powerful of all." Wall just laughed. "Me?" he asked. "I am not the most powerful. I am big and strong, but I am made of wood, and wood is no match for the sharp teeth of a mouse." Wall shivered. "Each tiny mouse tooth is as sharp as an axe. A little mouse lives here. He chews and nibbles at my side, and I can't stop him. This mouse is much more powerful than I am. And there he is now." At the bottom of the wall was a young mouse. He looked kind. He looked clever. And Kimiko was at his side. Her eyes were bright. Her nose was pink. Her cheeks were red. "Father," she said, "meet Hiroshi. He is the one I want to marry." Father Mouse smiled. "Of course, my dear. After all, I looked everywhere to find the best, most powerful husband, and now I have found him." Mother Mouse and the other mice scampered out to the garden. "Hooray! There's going to be a wedding," they all cried. Everyone came to see Kimiko marry Hiroshi. "What a fine pair," said the king. "Look how brightly their eyes shine," Sun said to Cloud. "Look at them dance. They move as if they are flying," Goose told Deer. "Will Hiroshi be moving into the palace instead of living out here?" Wall asked hopefully. Hiroshi and Kimiko did move into the palace, and they lived there happily for a long, long, long time.